Maryland Real Estate Headlines. Baltimore County Public Records now searchable via NAR Online. NAR Online hosts a searchable portal for Baltimore County Public Records, including property tax and assessor information. Real estate professionals in MD can quickly access property tax and assessment data to support transactions and valuations in Baltimore County. Bookmark state/MD/county/Baltimore County for fast access to Baltimore County property records. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. How much commission do real estate agents make in Maryland? Calibri Real Estate. Interested in how much commission real estate agents make in Maryland? Learn about the average real estate commission rate and commissions by city in MD, relevant to real estate professionals operating in MD. Read the source, h-realestate.com/careerhub/blog/real-estate-agent-commission-in-Maryland. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. New Maryland Property Records Search Tool streamlines owner deed and lien lookups. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Maryland-specific portal for searching property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MD can now conduct faster due diligence and verify property details without navigating fragmented county systems. Add hti@maryland.propertychecker.com/ to your closing and prospecting workflow. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. Maryland commission rates edge below national average, survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found Maryland's average real estate commission is 5.41%, under the national average of 5.70%. For Maryland agents and brokers, this data point offers a competitive benchmark when discussing fee structures with prospective clients. Review the full survey data at https://average-realestate-commission/Maryland. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. Maryland Department of Assessments and Taxation launches online property info portal. The Maryland Department of Assessments and Taxation offers an official state website for finding property information online. Real estate professionals in MD can quickly access official property records, assessment data, and tax information to support transactions and client consultations. Bookmark the portal to streamline your property research workflow. http://realpropertypages/findingyourpropertyinformationonline.aspx. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaners, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.